Dictation 4, Lionel, L-I-O-N-E-L, Anderson, October 3, 1998. Address as a letter to Dr. Gregory Hazel, H-A-Z-L-E, 616-252-0809. Dear Dr. Hazel, follow-up for Mr. Anderson with hypertension, kidney cyst, including liver, comes accompanied with his sister and brother-in-law, has not checked blood pressure at home, says to be compliant with Norvas HCTC, he's working, he enjoys drinking coffee and energy drinks in a daily basis, has chronic headaches, but no changes on eyesight, no nausea, vomiting, denies edema, claudication, denies chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, normal bowels and urine, no recurrence of hematuria, the view system otherwise is negative, the only two medications as indicated above, present weight 112, has down from 118, I check blood pressure 124/98 on the right side, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no tenderness, no edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, August, anemia 12.5, normal white blood cell platelet, upper normal MCB, normal kidney function, electrolyte, acid base, calcium, albumin, phosphorus, next paragraph, last urine available, September 2024, 3+ of blood, negative for protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells. No recent iron studies, many years back, normal thyroid function. Next paragraph, last year, a CT scan angiogram, abdomen and pelvis, renal arteries without stenosis, no vascular abnormalities, the presence of innumerable hepatic cysts, as well as bilateral renal cysts, without obstruction, stone or masses, no gross urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. He has long-term history of prior rhabdomyosarcoma, apparently of prostate or bladder when he was 4 years old, received chemo radiation. He has persistent hematuria since then, prior also blood in the ejaculate, has seen in the past urology, not actively now. There is also the presence of this cyst, kidneys and liver, although no family history for polycystic kidney disease. He has a sister which is older than him and a younger one. they are not aware of kidney problems. Next paragraph, we discuss about blood pressure, which presently is not well controlled. Kidney function is normal. Present potassium acid base is normal. Calcium normal. Update thyroid studies. For completeness, we are going to check for activity for aldosterone, although my suspicions are low. He says to be compliant with present full dose of Norvasc and HCTC. We might need to add a third or potentially a fourth agent. Consider genetic testing for polycystic kidneys. If blood pressure is better controlled and persistent headaches, we need to rule out associated brain aneurysms. Prior CT scan of the head without contrast was in 2018. This is not a test to rule out brain aneurysms. We discuss about anemia, which is also unusual for a person of his age, a gentleman. We will update iron studies, B12 folic acid. I wonder if long-term hematuria might be a factor, although it's microscopic. He will be more active to check blood pressure at home and trying to minimize caffeine as well as energy drinks. We will follow. End of dictation.